It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It seems traffic in the Pittsburgh region is becoming more congested in light of the bridge closures, as well as more people and vehicles sharing roads. So anything that will ease traffic in the city is welcome. Here to tell us about the latest effort to make downtown transportation smoother are Executive Director of Envision Downtown, Sean Luther, and Chris Sandvig, Regional Policy Director for the Pittsburgh Community Reinvestment Group. Gentlemen, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
So why this type of project and why this location?
So part of Envision Downtown's charge is to understand the data behind mobility decisions and the kind of mobility picture in downtown Pittsburgh. So working with data supplied to us by the Port Authority, we were actually able to identify this bus stop as the single busiest in downtown, serving about 6,500 passengers on and off every day. That's about 5% of the total commuting workforce in downtown Pittsburgh. It's about 120,000 people coming downtown every day, and about 50% of them are coming by transit.
And who made it happen, and how was it being paid for?
So we've assembled a large coalition of folks to actually implement the project, as well as friends like PCRG and GoBurg to help us plan out and implement the project. Notably, this is an entirely privately funded project, and that's all supported by the Colcom Foundation. And we also got some in-kind support from PPG Industries right down the street.
So do you see this easing traffic? Is this something that's going to work?
So I think that this is a great first step in addressing a lot of transit issues downtown as it relates to getting on and off the bus and dealing with some of the walkability issues downtown that those crowds create. We're really excited about this project, not just because of the project itself, but the opportunity to take something like this and replicate it, not just downtown, but in the neighborhoods and communities surrounding downtown. You know, transit's extremely important to the city, and the ability to take something like this and look at other road networks that we have and start to understand that the Port Authority itself, responsible for the buses, is not really the one who we need to look to whenever we're trying to make transit more attractive to get to and from and wait for. And that's extremely important in our neighborhoods around the city. It's a, you know, 20% of the city of Pittsburgh uses transit to get to and from work, roughly. And it's extremely important because of the way our streets are built and the way our neighborhoods are built. They are built around transit. We were transit-oriented development before that was even a phrase. So we're very excited about this project.
So it's a matter of, among other things, just making mass transportation more attractive to people so that more people will use it. What are some of the other ways you can do that?
So other things that we can include here, and I don't want to steal things from Sean on that, is real-time information. Port Authority now has that available that you can pull up on your smartphone, having that available at stations, improving the intersections where buses are waiting, adding transit signal prioritization to stoplights so that buses can flow through more smoothly and actually make traffic flow better for drivers as well. There are other things we can do to slow down traffic, but improve throughput to make our streets a lot safer as well. Really, a lot of things that we look at from a pedestrian and bicycle perspective are things we should be looking at from a mass transit perspective as well.
All right. Well, Chris, Sean, how would you like some instant feedback on the super stop? We have Molly from Garfield on the line. Hi, Molly. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
You were at the super stop this morning, I understand?
Yes, I'm with Pittsburghers for Public Transit. We're an organization of riders and workers that defend and expand public transit. And a lot of the riders we've been talking to are really excited about this stop. We were out there today at around 10 a.m. And people gave really good feedback. They appreciated that shelter is there. They're excited for a real-time computer to show up and just having more space for people to wait for the bus. One guy came along and said, oh, it's going to be awesome when it rains that we have this. So we want to give a shout-out to Envision Downtown and Mayor Peduto and Port Authority and everyone who worked together to create this stop, and we're really looking forward to having more projects like this that benefit so many transit riders. And I know it also benefits the pedestrians to have more space, and the fact that it's back from the intersection. As you get off the bus, you're not contending with everyone who's crossing the street there at 6th and Smithfield. So we're really excited about this. And thanks to Chris and Sean, too, for being on to talk about these great steps for our city.
All right, Molly. Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Let's go to Jay in Shadyside. Hi, Jay. You're on Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I work downtown. I take the busway every day, and I really love the expanded sidewalk that you guys created. And the shelter looks really awesome, and I can't wait for it to be raining for me to stand under a dry.
Well, you may not have to wait long. Maybe not rain, but certainly some snow maybe you've heard that there's snow on the way, Jay. Well, there goes Jay. So he's already taking shelter.
The first Pittsburgher ever to wish for more rain.
Yeah. So, well, obviously it has to be gratifying to get this kind of feedback. Is this a sample size of what you've been hearing?
Yeah, we actually did some on-site surveys before we launched the project to understand what amenities transit riders were looking for the most. And so that was a big piece of how we designed the project. So it's really exciting to actually physically see that vision come into play and be able to interact with riders. And we're going to be back out next week doing a follow-up survey to gauge how we're doing so far. And there are a couple additional aspects to the project that we'll be putting in place. As Chris mentioned, real-time tracking being the most significant of those in the next couple of weeks and months.
Okay, well, you might have just answered my question. I was going to say, what's next? But before we wrap this up, what other investments can riders and pedestrians expect at this location?
So in addition to the real-time, once the weather thaws out a little bit, we're going to turn our attention to Strawberry Way, which is right on the other side of this block. Colcom Foundation has allowed us, as well as PPG Industries, to do some pedestrian activation in that really critical corridor from Grant Street down to Smithfield Street. So, you know, in line with the conversations already had on the show today, looking at how to elevate the pedestrian in downtown, because most times during the day, most of us are pedestrians. We want to make sure that those folks are having a really positive, really safe experience. And so we're looking forward to finishing up the project in the spring on that regard as well.
I think from our perspective, what's really exciting about this is the first project in the region in a very long time that acknowledges that we all have a shared responsibility to make the streets better for transit riders. You know, Sean picked on the fact that the majority of us are walking at any given time downtown. All of us are walking downtown to or from however else we got to downtown. So these improvements are extremely important. What also is really important is how this project becomes something that we can start to look at how we program our transportation funding that already exists in the region. Not necessarily, we have an issue of trying to get more, but what we already have, to be thinking holistically about our streets and our major arteries, about how we make them more multimodal with the funding we already have. So we're baking this in from the beginning, as opposed to having to do every single project the way this one happens, where we do a great pilot that everybody likes, and then that's it. And we are extremely thankful that the mayor stepped forward to do this. The Port Authority was at the table, and Envision Downtown made it happen with support from Qualcomm, because this is really how we start to get more people on transit. And the one thing that's really great about doing the work that I do in Pittsburgh is, irrespective of people's backgrounds, they do understand how important mass transit is to the Pittsburgh economy and our neighborhoods. We may have philosophical differences about how it's delivered, but that baseline piece of why transit matters is there no matter what. And here's a great opportunity to springboard off of that to some really amazing things in other places.
Chris Sandvig is Regional Policy Director for the Pittsburgh Community Reinvestment Group. We've also been talking with Sean Luther, Executive Director of Envision Downtown. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
More Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.